Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Simca Family Practice, offering physicals, wellness exams, and treatment for colds and flu. Clinics throughout Williamson County. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. We have exactly two more weeks left in October. And on your WSIU Almanac, Aaron Copland's Symphony No. 3 premiered today in 1946. And the first Mad magazine hit newsstands on this day in 1952. Locally, today is the 7th annual SIU Carbondale Homecoming Blood Drive. Today on campus, you can give at several locations. Starting at noon today, give blood at the Student Center. That's on the east side. You can also stop by Grinnell Hall or Lentz Hall and give the gift of life. And yes, t-shirts for today's donors. In Carterville today, you can have a spooky good time this morning at the Ann West Lindsay District Library with Midnight Dreary Story Hour starting at 10 o'clock this morning. The next Master Naturalist training class at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge is this Thursday, and this class, like all of the other training classes, runs from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And by the way, the Master Naturalist program is administered by the U of I Extension Service. And this Saturday in Massac County, it's a free program about the past inhabitants of that area, the Kincaid Mounds Archaeology Field Day. It's free and open to the public. And this Thursday at SIU Carbondale Student Center, beginning at 11:30 in the morning, a free informational program titled Managing America's Public Lands, a look at the Bureau of Land Management's complex mission. And the speaker is Stephen Ellis, the Deputy Director of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Steve is an SIU alum. And that's the WSIU Almanac for October the 18th. Have a good day. Good Tuesday morning, and on the WSIU Almanac, happy 77th birthday to Bear legend Mike Ditka. Also, tennis great Martina Navratilova is 60 today. And it was on this day in 1967 that we found out a little more about the planet Venus, thanks to a Soviet spacecraft. The capsule Venus 4 landed on the planet and radioed back to Earth that the temperature is just a bit too hot for humans, 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Locally, back on much cooler planet Earth, today is the 7th annual SIU Carbondale Homecoming Blood Drive. Today on campus, you can give at several locations, starting at noon today. In Carterville today, you can have a spooky good time this morning at the Ann West Lindsay District Memorial Library with Midnight Dreary Story Hour, beginning at 10 this morning. You can see the spooky flyer on our website. And also another event for the kids at the Carterville Library on Tuesday, October 25th. It's Halloween Story Hour, starting at 10 a.m. The Illinois Board of Higher Education is issuing a call to all Illinois student artists who are in college in the state for a long-term exhibition, Wall Art Only. To find out more, call 217-557-7380. You can also see the IBHE flyer, which includes samples of submissions, on our website. The artwork will be on display in the lobby, conference rooms, and the hallways of the IBHE headquarters in Springfield. Submission deadline, November the 1st. And that's your Tuesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.